CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
When I fed Bobby and put him to bed, we'll have our dinner ourselves in about 10 minutes.
All right, honey.
Betsy, you better pick up that mess of paper clippings and get your hands washed. What are you cutting out, anyway?
Pictures of different kinds of food. I have to take them to school tomorrow. Mm. Things that make us healthy, like orange juice and vegetables and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't just cut things out of my magazine, helter-skelter. Wait until I can see if you're cutting out anything that has any of my continued stories on the back, young lady. Don't do any more now until after dinner, then I'll help you do.
All right, Mommy. I have to make kind of a booklet and then paste them in, too.
Yeah, sure, fine, all right.
Would you take a look at the back of my neck?
Why? It's nice.
I don't know. It's kind of sore. I'm scratching it all day.
That's probably why it's sore. Bend your head down.
Yeah. You see anything? Does it look red?
Yeah, it's right by your collar line. Isn't this a new shirt?
Yeah,
Well, the collar probably is stiff and it's been rubbing. Chafed your neck. Your skin may be dry, too. You know, you always take a shower in the morning, dear, then you go right out in the cold. It'd be better if you took your showers at night.
Yeah,
in the wintertime.
But I like a morning shower.
Well, I know.
Wakes me up.
Go upstairs and take off this shirt and put on one of your sports shirts with a soft, open collar. Before you put it on, dear, look in the medicine cabinet. On the bottom shelf, there's a tube of cold cream. I forget what it's called, skin soft or something like that, but it's for chapped skin. So rub some of that on the back of your neck. Not too much.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I better. My neck looked pretty bad.
Oh, not bad at all. Just looks a little tender, that's all.
Yeah.
You go put on some of that cold cream and then come on down. Dinner will be ready.
Paris, European capital of fashion and femininity, where women are dedicated to being desirable and appealing.
Paris, where the preferred deodorant among knowing women is new eau de Rono. Parisians have discovered that wonderful new eau de Rono forms a gentle, firm shield against odor-causing perspiration. Give you a clean, fresh feeling all day long. Eau de Rono babies the skin, so mild it can't harm the finest fabric.
And now, important news. To introduce you to Paris's favorite deodorant, new Eau de Rono is being offered at just half price. For a limited time only, save 50 cents on the $1 jar of Eau de Rono cream. Or get new Eau de Rono spray, also at half price. Look for the Eau de Rono half price offer wherever deodorants are sold.
Betsy, didn't you go upstairs and tell Daddy dinner was ready?
Yes.
Well, what is he doing? Shouldn't take him this long to put some cold cream on the back of his neck and change his shirt.
He had your hand there, and he was standing in the bathroom looking at the back of his head, and he was talking to himself.
Talking to himself? What do you mean?
I don't know. He was saying, I can't believe it. Can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
I don't know.
Why? He's just got a slight rash on the back of his neck from his collar rubbing and hardly shows. It certainly isn't anything to get excited about.
I said, Daddy, dinner is ready. And he said, yes, yes, yes. And then he took the brush and started brushing his hair.
Well, maybe be right down, man. Did you wash your hair?
Yes. Oh, here he comes. Oh. Come on, Daddy.
What?
Dinner? What's the matter with you, Jeff? Sent Betsy upstairs twice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Did you find the cold cream?
Huh?
Cold cream. On the back of your neck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I saw. Yeah, put some on.
Oh, good. Didn't it soothe it? Didn't it feel better?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, sit down. I'll bring things right in. We're having lamb stew, which you love, dear.
That's fine.
You look different, Daddy. Something about you looks different.
Oh, well, now, never mind. Just sit up straight now and don't put your elbows on the table.
Here we are. Move that hot dish pan over with you, dear, and be careful. This is very hot. Pass your plate to Daddy, Betsy.
Mommy, doesn't Daddy look different somehow?
Oh, I didn't get your serving spoon before I put one on. Here it is. What, Betsy?
Betsy, I want you to sit up straight now and stop fiddling with the silverware, will you, please? How was school today, huh?
Fine. Doesn't Daddy look different, Mommy?
Don't give Betsy so much stew, honey. She won't eat all that. Yes, you do look different. It's your hair. What'd you do to her?
I parted it on the other side, for Pete's sake.
Oh, my dear, don't get mad.
Well, you women change your hairdos all the time. I just thought I'd see how it... Look, parted on the other side, that's all.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't like it as well, dear, if you want my honest opinion.
You try it.
Or maybe I'm just used to it the other way. Well, my daddy asked you a question about school, Betsy. What'd you learn today?
Nothing.
Nothing again today? Goodness, is that all the stew you're taking, dear? I thought lamb stew was your favorite.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm not very hungry. Besides, I've got to drive downtown tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I left some papers at the office I ought to work on. I just sort of picked them up, you know, and come right on home again.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. That's a shame. Drive all the way downtown again?
Gee, Daddy, I don't like your hair that way at all.
Betsy, eat your dinner now. Daddy's in a hurry to get through. It's just a shame, dear, you have to drive all the way downtown again tonight.
Yeah, I know. Well, it can't be helped. I won't be long.
You worried about something? I mean, you act as though you had something on your mind.
Well,
I mean,
No. Just as you said, you know, I hate to drive back downtown again, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll hurry and get through dinner, dear, so you can get back.
May I help you, sir?
Oh, yes, thank you.
That's a very, very good hair tonic you're looking at right there, sir.
Oh, no, thanks. I wasn't looking for a hair tonic. I want a toothbrush.
Oh, yes, sir. Any particular color, sir?
Huh? Oh, well, no, red, I guess.
Hmm. And this one be all right?
Yeah, that'll be fine, thank you. Mm-hmm. And, some toothpaste.
Yes, sir. Which kind? Got them all. Just take your pick.
Oh, well, I'll take this one, I guess. Uh-huh. And a large bottle of aspirin.
Yes, sir. This one large enough? We have the giant size.
No, that'll be fine, thanks. Uh-huh. I guess that's all.
Okay. So you're new in the neighborhood, aren't you, sir?
What? No. I live out near Rainbow Lake section.
Oh, well, you didn't need to come all the way over to this part of town, sir. We've got another store in the shopping center near you. It stays open till 9, too.
Oh, I know, yes. I generally do go there tonight. I just happen to...
Well, if they know you over there, sir, all you had to do was call up an order. We deliver in the evenings, too. Even toothpaste. If you want to give me your name, I can open a charge account for you and transfer it to the other store, and then you see...
No, thank you. I can do that myself next time I'm in there. Now, how much do I owe you?
Well, let me figure it out. Oh, in the meantime, look around. See if there's anything else you need.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't think there's anything. I just happened to be passing and suddenly remembered I needed a new toothbrush.
Yeah. Well, now, let's see. 6, 9, and we have...
You said this was a good hair tonic.
You know what? Yes, sir. However, I do have something that some of my customers think is even better.
Oh, better? Well, what do you mean?
Well, it's a little more expensive because it comes in a set. And while you may not have any real problem yet, I always say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Yes, I mean, once your hair is gone, there's no putting it back, is there?
No, I guess not. As you say, I don't have any real problem yet, but maybe I should be thinking about it.
Of course. Well, there's no sense worrying about it. I say it's just a matter of being practical. Your hair is like anything else. You've got to take care of it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I haven't been worrying. Uh-huh. You understand? Just noticed the hair tonic here. That's all. As I was waiting.
Yeah, of course. Now, if you've got a few minutes, I mean, if you're not in a hurry to get home.
Oh, no. I'm not in any special
hurry.
Well,
then I'll explain about each one. Now, of course, the directions are on each jar, but just applying something once in a while isn't going to do the trick. No, you've got to devote a few minutes each day to giving your hair the personal attention it needs.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a special hair conditioner.
Yeah.
Rub this into your hair each night, massaging the scalp briskly.
Briskly, yeah.
Now, here is a special shampoo cream. You rub this into your hair the night before you shampoo it.
Before you shampoo it.
Yeah, then in this bottle, there's a special lotion to be applied when... Now, will you be starting to use things tonight, sir?
Well, I hadn't thought about it. I might as well, I suppose.
Yes.
The sooner the better, I guess.
Yes, sir. All right, then. When you get home...
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Confidentially, before I got the happy habit, I never could have talked to strangers this way.
mumbled maybe, but talked? Oh, never. And my happy habit is catching. One listen does it. Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter's House Party, Gary Moore, and the new Bing Crosby Rosemary Clooney show. CBS Radio has them all. It's live show biz sound. Every Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Catch? Without being messy about that five-star edition. It usually takes the swing of a meat cleaver to impress me. But the idea of this all-star gang climbing out of my set every weekday, there's nothing else on radio like it. Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, Gary Moore, Bing and Rosie. 2 hours of show with a capital biz. Homemakers, we've got a hand at the CBS Radio. After all, they hand them to us every weekday.
Mommy?
Yes, dear?
For goodness sakes, Betsy, aren't you asleep yet? Well, I sent you to bed when Daddy got back home.
I can't go to sleep.
Well, you're probably overtired staying up past your bedtime to do your homework.
It isn't that. I just can't stand that awful smell all over the house. Smells like when they tarred the roads.
Yes, it does smell like tar.
It must be something Daddy brought home. What do you suppose it is, the way he rushed upstairs and slammed the bedroom door?
It's nothing, dear. I think it's the rash he had on the back of his neck. He may have stopped at a drugstore, and found something else to put on it. Maybe it itches. Daddy was just in a hurry to, put the new stuff on and stop the itching.
Boy, I'd rather have the itching than that smell.
You go to sleep. I'll close your door and your windows open. I'm sure your room will air out in a few minutes. Night, Betsy.
Night, Mommy.
Dear? May I come in? Going to spend the evening up here in the bedroom, huh?
Oh, no. I was just coming on down.
Honestly, you silly thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, honey, I know you so well.
Why?
Why, dear, that rash on your neck is nothing. It's just where your collar chafed.
What?
I know you stopped at a drugstore to get something else for it. Didn't you, huh? You can't kid me, you dickhead.
I guess I can't kid you, huh?
No, dear, you cannot.
Yes,
sir. You're so funny. Come on now, let's go on downstairs and read the evening paper and have a cozy evening, huh? Oh, by the way, I love you. And if we both live to be 100, I shall still think of you as the handsomest man that I know.
Oh, well, thank you. What brought that on?
Oh, just happened to think of it, dear. Now, come on. Let's go downstairs and spend a nice, cozy evening. We must make plans for the trip this weekend, and it's Wednesday now. Honestly, you know, where does the time go?
I don't know, but it sure marches on.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Ed Bryce, and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenter. This is Stuart Metz speaking.